And hey, Polketeers, as promised, Uncle Mike Schneider is on the line, and he's ready to talk to all the Polketeers. Let's give him a nice big hand and get him on the phone. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Wacky Jackie?
I'm fantastic. Hey, really appreciate you taking the time to call in and talk a little bit about your pint-sized polka project. It's great.
Well, I appreciate your support, Jackie, and I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Hey, no problem, Mike, no problem. Now, I know you're traveling and you only got a little bit of time, so we're going to get right to it. Mike, I'm really curious, what inspired you to produce pint-sized polkas for kids?
Well, you know, it was actually my wife's idea. My wife, Heather, came up with the idea about 2.5 years ago. And a lot of people think, you know, we just had a baby boy, Garrett is his name, back about 4 months ago. But actually, it was my wife, Heather. She came up with the idea. She called me one day and said, I have an idea for you. And I kind of cringed at the moment because I thought, I'm pretty particular about my music. But as soon as she said, I think you should do a kid's CD for, or a kid's polka music CD, I thought, wow. It just struck me as such a great idea. I had to follow up with it because, you know, I had seen at all the festivals that I play at in Wisconsin and specifically the Milwaukee area, I had seen, you know, kids from time to time will be brought in by their parents, and, you know, the little kids just love it. They're 3, 4 years old in that age range, and they just love polka music. And but it never hit me until my wife, Heather, told me, you know, you should do a kid's polka CD, and just hit me like a ton of bricks. So that was the inspiration. And then Garrett, our son, who is now about 4 months old, he was the motivation because for the last, the whole term of Heather's pregnancy, I really got in gear to get it done. And I'm really, really pleased with the way it turned out and, you know, pleased to be talking to you about it today.
Well, we're excited about it, and we've been playing it ever since you sent it to us, and we're featuring it a lot today. And I wanna thank Heather, because I really think that this is something that should have been done 25 years ago, 30 years ago. I grew up, my dad and my mom took me to dances all the time. We didn't have polka records for kids. You know, I listened and grew up to songs like Hit 'Em on the Head with a Kielbasa. So to have to have songs that are actually just for kids and to teach them their numbers and to pick up toys and to share and all that stuff. This is great. Now, let me ask you this, Mike. You did a great job with the recording of this project, and the musicians were excellent. How long did it take you to complete the project?
Well, like I said, you know, a lot of the project was completed during Heather's pregnancy. But it from the instant that she gave me the idea 2.5 years ago, the ball started rolling. So it was kind of a slow process at first, starting to write songs, or in the case of like Tiny Bubbles in the Tub, rewriting lyrics to some of the other songs, or the Jolly Lumberjack polka, like our YouTube video. And then the production really got kicked into gear more so when we knew that Garrett was coming along. And that really really got us rolling. So it took about 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. A lot longer than the pregnancy. And speaking of that, now you know how that happened, didn't you know, Mike? You know how that pregnancy thing happened, right? We don't have to have the talk, do we?
Oh, no.
That's a good thing. Hey, let me ask you this. Pint-sized polkas. I mean, you're on TV shows. I mean, you know, a lot of people are after you to do interviews right now. Is there a possibility of a pint-sized polka TV show in your future?
You know, Wacky Jackie, that is an interesting question. And I am unwilling to say no, because you just never know what might come up. What I can tell you for now is that there are definitely more YouTube videos in the works. I don't have any feelers out for TV shows, but boy, that sure would be neat, wouldn't it?
Oh, I can see it now. Uncle Mike and his pint-sized polketeers. I can see it. And, hey, Captain Kangaroo did it, and Skipper Sam, and, you know, Miss Rita, and all those kids' shows that were on when we were kids, and now they've got a bunch of kids' shows on now. This would be great, Mike. You should pursue that. I really think you should. And finally, the last question, because I know you're in a big hurry, and then we want to talk a little bit about where they can get this great CD, but this is Volume 1, so obviously you have it in mind to come out with Volume 2. Do you have a time frame on that, Mike?
You know, at this point, I don't have a time frame on it, but I can tell you that I have a lot of the concepts in mind for Volume 2, and I also have, I actually have enough songs for Volume 2 and Volume 2.5. Not quite the 3 yet, but I have a bunch of songs picked out, and I think we'll be ready to go for another one. I just kind of want to see how things go with this one first and really push it as far as I can, and then we'll start rolling with Volume 2.
Well, that would be great. And hopefully sometime you can get the boys in the band and yourself and Heather and your little boy to come down here to Florida and entertain the folks down here. We've got some great venues for you to play at. So you need to get a hold of some of these folks on there and see if you could build a nice trip up with the Mike Schneider Band so we can hear the Pint Size Polka CD live. And Mike, correct me here if I'm wrong, but if people want to get a copy of this for stocking stuffers, which I think would be a great idea, they can go to pintsizepolkas.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Great. So all you polketeers out there, and also Mike is listed on our website, polkapartyexpress.com. You can go to that website as well and click on pint-sized polkas, and it'll take you right to Mike's website. Any final words, Mike, before you get it back on the road?
Oh, wow. Well, I would just say thanks a lot for having me on, Jackie, and thanks to your listeners for listening to your show and to enjoying pint-sized polkas. And you know, check out pintsizepolkas.com when you have a chance, and looking forward to hearing from you again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You're a great musician and a very, very nice man, and I wish you and your family the best of holidays, and we're going to bid you a farewell right now. And thanks again, Mike, for taking the time to call our show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Jack. I appreciate the time with you.
Okay, great, Mike. See you later. Talk to you.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, Polketeers. Mike Schneider, Uncle Mike Schneider from the Pint Size Polka CD. Mike's got a great Slovenian-style band, and now he's got a hit CD that's out. And again, if you want to get a copy of that or check it out, you can go to pintsizepolkas.com and pick up your CD of that. It's fantastic. There's a great bunch of songs on there, and the kids are just going to love it. But right now, we've got a song that a lot of our Polketeers request.